This is Center Stage Minnesota, featuring and promoting the talents of Minnesotan musicians. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and rebroadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxc.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Maddie Frick, your host this week. Coming up in this week's show, Brianne Marie is an up-and-coming country artist from Duluth, and Amy Clark visits with her. Also, Sam Miltich's essay on his late friend and fellow musician, Sheba Hekimovich. Let's start Center Stage Minnesota today with recent reality TV star Nicholas Mrozanski's cover of The Beatles' Rocky Raccoon.
Before the mind you call I got lonesome and I came near broken, looking for the answers that I've never needed till now. Well, and anything but truth was falling out that I still hold. She don't mind the way I am, but she don't mind the way I am. She don't mind the way I am. She don't mind the way I am. That night in the balcony, swore I heard you call for me. I waited in the garden till everyone we knew was gone. And I guess I'd hoped I'd hear you sing along. Well, now I know I'm wrong. She don't mind the way I am. She don't mind. She don't mind the way I am. She don't mind the way I am. Wanna lay it all on me. Wanna lay it all on me. Wanna lay it all across my back. Wanna lay it all on me. Gonna lay it all on me. Gonna lay it all across my back. Gonna lay it all across my back. Later on in the alleyway, nothing more, nothing I could say. Keep crying if you can cry, 'cause I can't forgive you. No, longing never was your softest touch. Somehow I knew you'd give up. She don't mind the way I am. She don't mind the way I am. She don't mind. She don't mind the way I am.
That was She Don't Mind by Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons from their Old Believers album. Before that, Krishnamurti by Peter Wolfcryer, and we started this week's Center Stage Minnesota off with Rocky Raccoon by Nicholas Mirzansky and Charlie Parr. Now, Amy Clark recently visited with Brianne Marie from Duluth.
Brianne Marie is a relative newcomer to the Duluth music scene, having made her stage debut singing covers of old country songs back in 2010. Now she is writing her own songs and playing locally with her band, the Front Porch Sinners, with which she recorded her first album that was released early in January. I got together with her after an in-store performance at Schmidt Music to talk about the album and about what we can expect from her in the future.
The album's called Six Strings of Peace and Sanity, and there's definitely meaning behind that. In 2006, my father passed away, and in 2009, my brother passed away. And this album is a collection of songs that came out of all of that healing process, that time of grieving. So there's some somber songs on the album, but there's also some lighthearted ones. But all of it is a reflection of this time.
And then we can combine those two questions about how you categorize your music, because it's sort of the same answer, and how you stand out in the Duluth scene or the northern Minnesota scene.
Yeah, there are not a lot of country music artists in Minnesota. We don't get a lot of country acts that come to town. It's not a very heavily dominant country market. And so country music's been something that I've always loved. I love singing it. That's where I started doing karaoke. And when I learned how to play guitar, it's the first few chords that I learned. there's a quote out there, country music is three chords and the truth, and that's true. It's only a few chords, so it's easy to play. I love playing it, and I'm inspired by people like Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Kenny Rogers, and some of those Grand Ole Opry artists.
Keep singing along. You got to go.
That was a fun live version of Kenny Rogers' song, The Gambler, recorded at Tycoons as part of the kickoff to the Homegrown Music Festival festivities. I could see that Brianne's love for country music showed through in the fun that she had playing it, but her own songs seemed to have a much more serious tone to them. Here's Brianne talking about the man who was the biggest influence on her songwriting, her dad.
My father got me a guitar when I was young, and I didn't appreciate it. It was a purple electric guitar, all beat up. I never even asked for a guitar. And I threw it in the closet, never played it. About a year later, went back to play, thinking, well, I'll see what it's all about, and it was gone. He sold it, took it to a pawn shop, and I was just furious. So after he died, I was really struggling to make sense of everything, and I was remembering a lot of things about him and what he did. He used to play with an acoustic guitar, sit at the edge of his bed, and I wanted to learn how to play because I knew he wanted that from me. And so even though he wasn't here, I was going to do that. So I bought a guitar, took 3 months of lessons, and I haven't stopped playing since.
Those lessons have given rise to some beautiful songwriting in the country tradition. Here's Travelin' Back East, the seventh track on Brianne Marie's new album, Six Strings of Peace and Sanity. Thank you.
Brooklyn back east a couple days before the album was released via slideshow style music video. So it's the actual MP3 file from the album, but with some photos from a photo shoot we did in rural Wisconsin, my grandpa's farm. When I got the photos back, I looked through them and they told a story, and I didn't intend on that, but the story became a song. And the song is called Traveling Back East. It's when somebody's struggling with so much grief and depression, anger, whatever it might be. It's about, you know, getting out of town, leaving where you're at right now and starting back with your family and your roots. My family just happens to live out east, so the song is Traveling Back East.
The concept of healing through music came up a lot during Brianna and I's conversation. I think that it's what makes her unique in a lot of ways, and I asked her if she found a sort of healing connection or kinship with her fans through that concept of healing.
Where I play at assisted living facilities, this gets me every time. I will play I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams, or I'll play just some of the more classical country music, and I see tears shed every time. I can always count on it. And I know that people are there to enjoy music, but they're also there to feel. And if I can get them to feel something, that's what I'm going for, because then I feel something off of that. So it definitely is a back and forth. And almost every show I do, we did the CD release at Beaner's, and I could barely see people's faces with all the lights on the stage, but I could see hand motions of wiping tears away on the last few songs that we played. So people get it, and they want to come to shows not because I'm going to make them cry, but it's because I'm going to make them feel something, and then they're going to get that out and leave that where it is.
Even though it is at times intensely personal, the genuine emotion expressed on this album is what I feel makes it resonate with audiences. In contrast to the song you just heard, which has a more universal theme, March 16th is about a haunting personal loss, the depths of which provide great fuel for a country song. Here's Brianna.
March 16th is probably the most somber song on the entire album. It's the story of my brother's car accident. He was riding in a car with his best friend, and they were T-boned by a driver who took an Ambien pill and fell asleep. And it was just so senseless and so sudden, and we were just starting to recover from my dad's loss in 06. And so here we are 3 years later. And I wrote the song with this one. I wanted to make sure his story was told. And then I also wanted to speak my piece. At the end of the album, we replay March 16th, but it's an extended version because at the end I speak to the man who killed my brother. The song is somber, but it also has that same feel as I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, that country, just picture at a campfire, kind of, you know, getting through a memory of something.
Thank you. and shout with rage and question the meaning of justice. Lose faith in love, lose hope for joy, but instead, I choose to be happy. I could fight with my body, mind, and words, take control and plan revenge, come undone, fall apart, but instead, I choose to be happy. I could bite, bark, and tear you apart and show you what it's like to hurt, start a war, deny forgiveness, but instead, I choose to be happy. Thank you for what you've done. I can't turn back time. It's useless. You're forgiven. Because I choose to be happy. I'll spend the rest of my life searching for peace in everything that I do. Love those I'm with, leave those who hate, and forever choose to be happy.
On the insert to Brianne Marie's album is a poem entitled Peace, part of which reads, "Reprieve when you rest, put strength to the test. You have more than you know, you are more than you show. Show up, stand up. Do all but give up." I think those are fine words to end on, with the understanding that we could all use a little more peace and sanity in our lives. Thank you to Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners, who include Evan Tepler, Mark Glenn, Amy Ugstad, Matt Seilen, Matt Liebfried, and Tim Cheesebrow. Links to book Brianne or check out the new album can be found on our website, www.kaxe.org. The outro clip is from Country Song.
When I die, country song, hold my girls in your arms and tell them to be strong. Put me in a jar, drive me down the road, take me to the places we said we would go and play.
That was Brianne Marie from Duluth with Amy Clark. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Maddie Frick, your host this week. This is A Night in the Box.
I lost my baby. She was taken by the train.
I lost my baby. She was taken by the train.
I even knew her name.
My baby's dying. Ain't nobody else in this world but me.
My baby's dying. Ain't nobody else in this cold, cold world but me.
Went to visit her in the garden.
Tombstones as far as the eye can see.
Woo!
taken from above.
Lucy takes the long way home. Meets me in a field of stone. She says, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. My body's cold, my guts are twisted steel. And I feel like I'm some kind of Frankenstein, waiting for a shock to bring me back to life. But I don't want to spend my time waiting for lightning to strike. So underneath a concrete sky, Lucy puts her hand in mine. She says, life's a game we're meant to lose. But stick by me and I will stick by you. Cause I'm like a princess in a castle high, waiting for a kiss to bring me back to life. But I don't wanna spend my time waiting for just another guy.
Jeremy Messersmith, one of my favorites, with the song A Girl, A Boy, and a Graveyard from the Reluctant Graveyard album. You can get that from his website. That's Jeremy Messersmith. We also heard the now defunct band A Night in the Box with The Garden. Next, we're going to hear Sam Meltich's essay about his late friend.
This is a traditional Slavic song entitled Shining Moon, performed here by Sam Meltich and the Clearwater Hot Club. Shining Moon was a favorite of the Croatian-American musician and instrument maker Sheba Hekimovic of Bovie. Sheba died in November, and Sam Meltich explains how Sheba came to be one of his musical inspirations.
I remember when I was a boy hearing tamburica music and feeling both a sense of familiarity and exoticism. It was new to my ears but felt old inside my soul. I didn't hear much of it, as most of what I listened to in my house was jazz, classical, and popular music from my parents' youth. Nevertheless, my parents brought us to hear the Duquesne Tamburicans at Iron World in Chisholm, and I remember hearing a local band, the West Range Tamburicans, playing for weddings, celebrations, graduations, and the like. As I grew into my 20s, my interest in tamburica music grew. I began to seek out people in the region who knew about it. There were some, but not many. I talked with a former English teacher of mine, Rod Dimmich, who lent me sheet music and a tamborita prime, an instrument that's essentially the Balkan version of a mandolin. I asked an old family friend, Lloyd LaPlante, if he had any tamboras, and he did. I bought a broch from him, the next largest instrument to a prime. It plays melody or harmony lines. I asked Lloyd if he knew any builders of traditional Balkan instruments, and he told me that Sheba Hekmovich from Coleraine built primes. I knew Sheba through my parents. He played prime in the West Range Tamburitsins, with whom my dad played a few band jobs way back. Once I even sat in with Sheba playing string bass with his group when I was a teenager. Dad and I saw him play with the group sometimes, or ran into him at Farmer's Day when my band played in Beauvais. He is a kind man with a vibrant spirit. He enjoyed our music and encouraged me to learn some old bohunk tunes, as he called them. I decided I would learn. Over the past 2 years, I went to visit Sheba at his home in Coleraine. The first time, I went with my pal Billy LaPlante. Sheba helped us string up a prime I was borrowing. The next time I went to Sheba's home, I went by myself. I picked up a loaf of patitsa, a Balkan sweetbread from Four Seasons Market, and brought it to him as a gift. I knocked on his door and was met with a wide smile, and Sheba saying to me, "Well, look at this old timer, so you want to learn to play the tambura." He showed me around his workshop where he built primes. We went upstairs where he showed me finished instruments he had made. I studied the long, beautiful grain of the rosewood he used for the backs and sides of the small pear-shaped primes. I marveled at the top of one. The grain was tight and even. It glowed dark gold. I asked him what kind of wood he'd used, and he told me it was from a piece of western red cedar once used as a post that held up the railroad bridge between Marble and Calumet, over which iron ore was carried in rail cars. I couldn't take my eyes off that prime. Eventually, I called up enough courage to ask if he would sell it to me. He would. He gave me a good price, but I wasn't to tell anyone what the price was, and to this day I still won't. I continued to visit Sheba. He told me stories of the old times on the range, when there were a dozen or so tamburitsa bands, how the Croats, Serbs, and Slovenes had formed them. They brought their instruments and knowledge of the music from the Stari Kraj, the old country, to our new world. Sheba was a direct line to that old world knowledge, for his parents were immigrants from the old country. He eventually gave me a box of old sheet music. Sheba was happy to pass that knowledge on to me, a youngster who he seemed to think had the soul of an old-timer. In late November, Sheba's daughter in California asked my dad and me to play tamburitsa songs at Sheba's home in Coleraine as part of the celebration of his 90th birthday. We stopped by with prime guitar and bass in hand. A group of family and friends sat around the table. We ate some cake and played and sang some tunes for Sheba. His niece from Croatia was at the party. I sang in Croatian, but I felt a bit shy about my pronunciation in front of a native speaker. Sheba remarked at how I'd improved. I felt proud. At the end of the evening, people wanted to hear Sheba play. He had always asked me to learn a tune titled Shining Moon, a favorite of his. Dad and I had learned it just for this event. We sat down on the couch and Sheba took out his prime. We sat and played through the tune together. So late in his life, Sheba struggled to get his fingers in the right places and had a hard time hearing. Nevertheless, we played together and both ended on the same note, and that seemed to be all that mattered. After we played, some of the older folks in the room began to talk about the old days in Coleraine and Beauvais. They talked of their folks who had come from places like Finland, Italy, and the Balkans in search of work and a better life. When Dad and I left, we remarked that this might be the very end of this kind of event and of such conversations. We felt very lucky to have been a part of it. Just 2 weeks later, the morning after I had played a gig using Sheba's prime at the Croatian Hall in South St. Paul, my mom phoned my dad and me in the Twin Cities to tell us that Sheba had passed away. Getting to know Sheba as a friend and learning from him was truly a gift. I had hoped to interview him for this radio program, but I was too late. This humble piece of writing I read as a memorial to him, my friend and teacher, Shine On Sheba. One,
Miltich, along with Scott Hall, talking about Sam's late friend Sheba Hakimovich. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota, an original production by Northern Community Radio. I'm Maddie Frick, your host this week. From Duluth, it's Derek Luttrell.
Lately I've been thinking about the way things might have been had I not been such a foolish hearted man. 'Cause I need your love, babe, just like a fish needs the water. I guess the same don't apply to you. But if you'd stay just a little bit longer, well, it didn't mean so much to me. Put our differences aside. Well, then you'd see that it's me. It's me that you need. Lately I've been thinking about the way we used to love. Thought there'd nothing ever come between. But now you're gone, will he leave me all alone? Just a lonesome, broken hearted fool. But if you stay just a little bit longer, well, it didn't mean so much to me. Let's put our differences aside. Well, then you'd see that it's me. It's me that you need. Is it too much to ask for just a little bit of your time? 'Cause all I ever wanted was for things to just work out right. But if you don't love me, well, I understand. But I'll always be here until the end. Lately I've been thinking about the way things might have been had I not been such a foolish hearted man. 'Cause I need your love, babe, just like a fish needs the water. And I guess the same don't apply to you. But if you'd stay just a little bit longer, well, it didn't mean so much to me. Let's put our differences aside. Well, then you'd see that it's me. It's me that you need. oh, then you'd see that it's me. It's me that you need.
Journey still, void of winter, void of day. death in it, holds a promise in it, holds a threat, and it's a midnight ride on an angel's breath. Oh yes, it holds a promise in it, holds a threat, it's just a midnight ride on an angel's breath.
That's Jim Miller on Center Stage Minnesota. Before that, Caroline Smith and the Goodnight Sleeps with Where Has Sally Gone? And we also heard Derek Luttrell with It's Me That You Need. I'm Maddie Frick, your host on Center Stage Minnesota this week. This is Communist Daughter.
This town, so I'm looking for the only way out. And the life I wanted years ago is maybe not the life I should have found. I still live for sound, but lately all the people seem to talk too loud. And my feet are on the ground, but all the words I say are coming out like clouds. They all know my name, and I don't want the same, so I guess I better go.
All those nights wasted on the speed of sound.
Sometimes this life is certain like your name. And the louder that the songs get played, the more those songs will start to sound the same. And I'm afraid I'll stay. It's not because of all the things that you would say. It's 'cause every time I fall in love is another time I watch you walk away. And I'm not the same, 'cause now I can't change, so I guess I better go.
All those nights wasted on the speed of sound. I still think that I just might come around for one more. Sound. I think I might just not be around for one more. Ooh.
Ooh. That was Communist Daughter on Center Stage Minnesota, an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. From Northfield, Minnesota, it's Dirty Petrov and the Gentillionaires.